بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ألا أدلكم على ما يمحو الله به الخطايا ويرفع به الدرجات؟ قالوا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: إسباغ الوضوء على المكاره، وكثرة الخطى إلى المساجد، وانتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة، فذلكم الرباط. رواه مسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not show you such actions by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will completely wipe away your sins, and by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your ranks in the hereafter? Sahaba responded and said, tell us, O Nabi of Allah. He said, in this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three things, two we discussed at length yesterday. First, he said to perform a perfect and a complete wudu despite there being adverse circumstances, some form of difficulty. To take great number of steps when walking to the masjid. And the third, wa intidharu salati ba'da salah. Having come to the masjid for salah, after performing that salah, to wait in the masjid till the next salah. This third virtue that is mentioned, great reward in the sense that Allah Ta'ala wipes away your sins. Allah Ta'ala raises your rank in the hereafter. If we have to analyze and we have to contemplate a little bit over this, come to the masjid and then remain in the masjid. Don't be in a hurry to leave the masjid. So what is the underlying meaning? This refers to that great virtue where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sab'atun yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhill arshihi." There are seven categories of people. Allah will shade them underneath His arsh on a day when there will be no other shade besides the shade of Allah's arsh. And one of them, rajulun qalbuhu mu'allakum bil masjid. That person whose heart revolves around the masjid. That person whose heart is linked and attached to the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, referring to such a person, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَشَهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. If you see someone who is making the masjid abad, who is engaged in amal of masjid, keeping himself attached to the masjid, then bear witness that I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said that Allah has given him iman. Allah tells us in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. Only those will keep the masjid abad, will engage themselves in attaching themselves to the masjid and in amal of masjid, man amana billah, who has brought iman on Allah. So this link or bond with the masjid, this is something that is very, very strongly advocated in our Shariat. In fact, if you look at all these three virtues, Allah wipes away your sins, Allah raises your rank. One is performance of wudu for what? For salah, to come to the masjid. Then excessive steps to the masjid. And then after having come to the masjid, remain in the masjid. From the one salah to the next salah, don't be in a hurry to leave the masjid. The reason I mentioned specifically these virtues attached to linking yourself with the masjid and it being a protection of iman is to understand the latter part of this hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't stop at this. Ala adullukum, should I not show you? Allah will raise your ranks, Allah will wipe away your sins. At the end of the hadith he said, fadhalikumur ribat. Now what is ribat? Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in the closing verses of Surah Al Imran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. Ribat comes from this word, wa rabitu. Technically or literal translation, the guarding of the borders of Islam. In other words, being the front line in protecting the Islamic State. If someone has to attack the Muslims, the attack first will start at the borders. So, special virtue for those who guard the borders, remain awake at night, patrolling the borders of Islam. This is what is called ribat. So Rasulullah said, these actions are like guarding the Islamic borders. In other words, like the borders are protected from the attack of the enemy, these actions protect one from shaitan, the attack of shaitan. Shaitan is your internal enemy, and shaitan is our eternal enemy. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. So the analogy, that person who is on the borders of Islam, protecting against the attack of the enemy, these actions will protect your heart, protect your deen, protect your iman from the attack of shaitan. Another analogy, another explanation ulama ikram give. Ribat is not something small, it's a great action. Something that among Sahaba also, its great value was emphasized and understood. Somebody who is standing at the borders of Islam, what is he doing in reality? He's risking his life in the hope of martyrdom, in the hope of becoming shaheed, in the hope of gaining the maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala, forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Shaheed, before his first drop of blood touches the ground, Allah Ta'ala forgives all his sins. So that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is comparing these actions, performing a perfect wudu in adverse circumstances, walking to the masjid, remaining in the masjid from one salah to the next salah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is comparing this to the one who is placing his life at risk in the hope of becoming shaheed and martyr. And in the one who is placing his life at risk in the hope of gaining the maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala, these actions are being compared with that action. So we can see how great reward. فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ. One more explanation which ulama ikram give is the cumulative and the long-term effect of these actions. If a person, if it is a part of his life to make wudu completely in every condition and circumstance, he regularly walks to the masjid, he regularly remains in the masjid, engaged in amal from one salah to the next salah, then these actions are a training. They inculcate within a person the capacity to stay away from sin. And these actions themselves become a protection of your deen and iman. Like a person patrolling the borders of Islam is protecting the Muslim Ummah from harm, in the same way you will have the capacity within yourselves to protect yourself from sin, from the harms of sin, and from the harms of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making these actions a part of your life. ونبي مالك الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الطهور شطر الإيمان رواه مسلم. This hadith has passed previously and we have inferred to it a few times in discussing this particular chapter on the importance of wudu. What is wudu? Wudu is ablution. What is ablution? You are cleansing yourself. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us this cleaning yourself is not something small. What is it? Shatrul iman. This is half your iman. So for a person to be hygienic, for a person to be clean, in wuzu you are washing each limb minimum 3 times. In a day you're making 5 wuzu, 15 times a day. Islam is part of your deen and Islam is 15 times a day gargle your mouth. 15 times a day clean your nose. 15 times a day wash your face, wash your hands. And yet today, unfortunately, you'll find some people, they feel that having a haggard appearance or not being conscious of hygiene is some form of piety or some form of spiritual development. Spiritual development is to be clean. spiritual development is to be hygienic. Rasulullah said, Shatrul Iman. This is half your Iman. Another explanation which ulama ikram give, without wudu there is no salah. And what is salah? Al-ahdul ladhi baynana wa baynahumus salah. Faman tarakaha faqad kafar. Rasulullah said, the distinction between Iman and kufr is salah. So without wudu there is no salah. So without wuzu there is no Iman. Without wuzu there is no deen also. So in the same way, At-tuhuru shatrul iman. That is why Rasulullah said, purification is half of Iman. Another explanation, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah mentions, he says purity, taharat, is of different forms. First is what we call taharat of your external limbs from major and minor hadath. Hadath, major and minor hadath, we explained previously. In other words, from being in need of wuzu or ghusl. So, he explains, he says, purity, cleanliness, first is from major and minor impurities. Then there is a second form of purity. Purity of the limbs from sins. Purity of the limbs from sins is the second form of taharat. The third form of taharat, purity of the heart. Purity of the heart from evil qualities. And the fourth type of taharat, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah mentions, is purity of the heart of everything from but Allah. To cleanse this heart, to make the focus and the direction of this heart Allah. All that is taharat. We have to constantly clean ourselves externally and clean ourselves internally. So, At-tuhuru shatrul iman. Rasulullah said, purity, cleaning yourselves, attaining this level of cleanliness, paki, purity, this is half of iman. The rest of iman, what is the other half? Ulama ikram explained, they say, noble good actions and good akhlaq, developing your akhlaq and your character. The last hadith in this chapter, we've got one or two minutes, we'll try inshallah complete it. An Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, ma minkum min ahadin yatawadda fayubligh aw yusbighul wudu. None of you will make wudu and make a complete wudu. Isbaghul wudu, itmamul wudu, ihsanul wudu, we have mentioned many times. In other words, with all the sunnat and the mustahabbat. Thumma yaqul. Then after that wudu, what must you do? This is very, very important. This virtue that is mentioned in this final hadith, in this chapter, my respected brothers, every one of us should take the trouble. We see it written in a lot of our masjids in the wuzu khana. But even if it's not written there, every one of us should take the trouble of learning this dua that is mentioned in this hadith. What is the dua? One is, before you make wuzu, you read Bismillah. At the end of wudu, very, very important. Rasulullah taught us, Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said, but don't just make wudu. Isbaghul wudu. Yusbighul wudu. Yablughul wudu. Perfect wudu. Complete wudu. Miswak. Washing each limb 3 times, etc. According to sunnah, try and face qibla, sit and make wudu, etc. Then say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَا وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَا I make shahadat, I bear testimony that there is no deity, none worthy of worship besides Allah. He is one and he has no partners with him. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُ And I bear testimony that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How long did it take to say that? Not even 10 seconds. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. What Allah will give you, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, illa futihat lahu abwabul jannati thamaniya yadkhulu min ayyaha sha. Allah will open all 8 doors of Jannat for you. You can enter with whichever door you want. All 8 doors of Jannat will be open. You can enter from whichever door you want. That type of virtue has been attached to performing a complete wudu and thereafter reading this dua. So we should get into the habit. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allah give us tawfiq.